Good evening, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show, the talk show with internationally known master visionary, profound clairvoyant, and modern-day oracle Carrie O'Connor. I'm your co-host, Dave Turco. Our show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. We're here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration. This is what we love to do, and we welcome you to join us, as this is a call-in show. And the beauty of having a reading with Carrie is you can ask any questions you want, but we do encourage you to be specific. We have a bunch of numbers that you can call here, and a couple are toll-free. The first one is 1-888-228-4494. That's in the U.S. and Canada. And 1-877-489-6350. That's worldwide. We have some direct lines as well. 530-776-5154, 530-776-5185, and lastly, 530-876-9916. Those are all direct worldwide numbers. You can call from anywhere. And if you have trouble with that, just go to the www.bbsradio.com, and you can see all the numbers on Station 2. That's where we are. Hi, Carrie. Good evening.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing tonight? On this chilly, chilly October night.
I know. It just seems like it dropped down into the zeros for you and me.
I know.
We don't like
it. Right. And I'd like to give a big welcome to all our listeners here to BBS Radio. And a quick reminder before we start tonight about up-and-coming events. First and foremost, always go to Carrie's website, CarrieO'Connor.com. For all the information, and please sign up for the free newsletter and get on the emailing list. That way you get automatic updates of all up-and-coming events. And there are two Lightstream Live events coming up. The first is at Blissworks Yoga and Healing Arts in New London, Connecticut. That's November 7th. And the second one is December 5th at the Westerly Yacht Club in Westerly, Rhode Island. Both times are 7 to 9 p.m. The cost is $35 for early registration, $40 at the door. It is well worth it. So if you're anywhere in the southern New England area, this is a wonderful opportunity to experience Carrie's extraordinary talent live and to make that connection to the other side. And Carrie has ongoing intuitive development circles. This is really important, folks, at this time. In the way things are going on in the world. These meet every Monday evening, 8 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It provides you with a forum to practice opening and developing your intuition from the comfort of your own home. Each week in the group teleclass, Carrie gives tips and tools on intuition as well as homework for the week and an attunement to help you open up your third eye. These are done in monthly cycles. But please feel free to contact Carrie's office and sign up anytime for those classes. They're vitally important. It really helps you to get centered and connect with the divine here at these times of feeling kind of shaky. Something wonderful is coming up, and that is Carrie's next free That is a next paid teleclass, and that's Sunday, November 16th from 6 to 8 p.m., and it's called What the Bleep Happened to the Secret. Carrie's going to be expanding on the wisdom that you gleaned from the secret, so that you can manifest your highest potential now. The cost for that is $33, and you need to register with Carrie's office to participate. And this is one of those things that I just think I know everybody is going to benefit greatly from this teleclass. We all look forward to it. Carrie's going to be doing something really neat, and that is starting Tuesday, November 11th. She's going to be given a series of free teleclasses on a monthly basis. 1 hour teleclasses, and you get to pick the topic. So please give us feedback on what you want covered on these free teleclasses. And I know, Carrie, you also were talking about something that's coming up you've got in your mind for December 11th and December 12th. 12, 11, 12, 12.
Yeah.
Have you
just, working with master numbers and,
Yeah, working with the master numbers, right.
A little bit of everything. It's a soul retrieval. We're opening up your strengthening your energy field to hold more of the higher frequencies. Soul retrieval, getting you the person introduction to power animals, and also covering mediumship. We're kind of putting everything in one. It's a master class, and so we're going to be covering everything that I've been guided, channels, taught. I put in it all in 2 days, so it's really exciting.
And on 12/12, that's a full moon as well.
Oh, wow. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, when I was looking it up, it's a full moon, so that'll be big. That'll be powerful. Fantastic. And a couple of things of more local note. You're going to be on TV tomorrow.
Yes, I am.
On Better Connecticut. And even though that is in the Connecticut area live tomorrow morning, you can go to the Better Connecticut website, and I believe it's WFSB, and then /BetterCT, and they have the clips that are on that date. And I think they hold it for a while, so you'll be able to see Carrie give readings. And I think they're going to be short readings, and I think, do you get to read the hosts as well?
Yes. Yep, we got a taste of what it's like to have readings, yep.
So it's a big deal in that it's a very, very popular Connecticut show called Better Connecticut. And that's wonderful. And then, folks, if you're even from all around the world, everybody knows about Mystic Seaport. It's a, I think it's a 19th century fishing village in Mystic, Connecticut. It's a recreation. It's a fabulous, fabulous place. And a lot of those buildings and ships there are haunted, I believe. And on, is it Halloween, you'll be down there.
Yes, I will.
Yeah. So that's going to be...
Yeah, Becky was saying that there was there was a movie. Did you know about that, some movie that was... I know several movies were filmed down there.
Yes.
But there was one movie that the actress felt such activity that they had to stop production 3 times during the filming, because she felt a hand on her shoulder, she felt her hair getting pulled, and I guess it really freaked her out.
Wow.
The Amistad, the Steven Spielberg film. Yeah, I remember that one, but I think there was some other, not the whole thing was filmed, but it was just so perfect from some other thing, but they were just talking about that actress feeling with a hand on her shoulder and having some real phenomena that a lot of people have heard. And one of my very favorite friends, Lois Constantine, the visionary artist, her daughter used to work down there. She was, like, almost obsessed, she said, being around that area, and she felt and saw the spirits, too. So I'm excited. It's so close to us, but the old thing about visiting stuff that is close to us. So I haven't been down to that area in a while to investigate anything. So it's going to be fun. And on Halloween, everyone should remember that the veil gets thinner. And so that starts happening before we start experience that beforehand. So it's already Thursday tomorrow. So over the next couple of days, that veil that separates us is getting thinner. So pay attention to your own intuition, your own guidance. Ask for your own people to come on in. And so Halloween is a great time to All Souls Day.
Yeah, it is. It's All Souls Day. And I think I can't quite remember the call letters or what their websites are, but you can listen live to both of those, actually, from anywhere in the world. One is 107.7, Jammin' 107.7.
Mm-hmm.
I know if you look that up on the internet, you can follow along when Carrie's on the radio. Because that will be broadcast live, I believe, right?
Yes, it is. For 2 hours. Yes, it is. Live.
Yes.
Live on location.
I'm going to be listening.
Very good.
It's just going to be fun. It's lots of fun, and it's going to be great. It's a great opportunity, actually. Mm-hmm. And, Carrie, something that we've been doing for our shows, and this is all about... an energy practice, folks, and we recommend you do this every day, and we like to start before we go to the lines and get into our program to what we call open up space. And it really just sets the tenor of it. We bring in, we just center ourselves, and we're going to bring in all our helper, healers, and guides.
That's right.
And would you like to do that, please, Carrie?
Yes. So I want everyone to put their hand on their heart, please, and center into that heart space. And we're going to ask for an opening of our heart coming from that high heart area, that unconditional love space, and feel our heart opening up and expanding, and visualize it as at a subatomic level and just beating, and then visualize it stretching out as an inch wide, 2 inches, 4 inches with the new chest, going 7 inches, 12 inches wider, going down to outside of your body. The heart is expanding, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Visualize your heart beating, pulsing, a beautiful pink energy all over your body. There's the walking heart chakra, that unconditional love space. As you radiate that out, we're going to push out your energy field, going out 1 foot around you, top and bottom, 360 degrees, 2 feet. Pushing that out 4 feet all around you, 360 degrees, 7 feet. Beautiful pink energy radiating your unconditional love energy out to yourself and to all the whole universe. And pulling that out 12 feet. And then picture going back to your heart energy. Visualize a bridge coming from that heart energy, from your expanded state, to wrapping that pink unconditional love all around the world and all of its inhabitants. Connection and bridging, heart to heart, unconditional love to unconditional love, breeds bridging each and every single one of us. And so it shall be, and so it shall be, and so it shall be.
Amen. Okay. Thank you very much. Gary, we have a caller already. Would you like to go there?
Yes.
Yes, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to welcome Lainey from Canada to the show. Hi, Lainey. Welcome to the Gary O'Connor Show.
Hi there. Just excuse me a moment. I've got a frog in my throat. Just one moment.
No problem. We like frogs.
I like them too, but I just opened my mouth so it could pop out.
But not in your mouth, probably, right?
I wasn't expecting it there. It should make a reservation.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's been a while since I've talked to you, and I want to tell you what I did. This is my most recent thing. I went to a seminar with Jim Self, and I had some things happen again that I felt I got rid of a block.
Wonderful.
In my upper chest. That I felt leave me and go all the way down my body, through my feet, and out.
Wonderful.
And it was an absolutely huge one. It's been the one that's been blocking my my throat, probably my thymus, and some of my higher heart. And with that, I was then able to learn how to do some things that I hadn't been able to do before, like go to my higher self, go to the other kingdoms, make connections which weren't there originally. Well, they were there originally, but they weren't there for me because I had the block.
Uh-huh.
And I think I've had it for a very long time. Went back a few centuries or a few generations, lifetimes, and it's gone. And it's
wonderful.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Right, now, you know what? I just want to jump in right here to have a teaching thing for people. What I see that what you released, Peggy Phoenix from the EMF Balancing, Peggy Phoenix Duber, EMF Balancing a teacher, creator, originator, she talks about, and I really resonate with her stuff when she describes this, that we come in, think of it as like symbolic with these two blocks with that she calls restrictions, and they're like U-shaped in our spines. And that they're so old, they're so ancient, and they could have like tentacles that wrap around like our throat or they go around our root chakra. And so part of what I see that we could have other blocks and restrictions that are not as big as these, and these is what this is my theory that comes in here, that I see in the information that I got from the 1212, that these two restrictions go back to our two major themes when I talk about fear of annihilation, right to life issues, and then all the little legs that go off of it as far as how we uniquely think of it, that encoded us to, that had the codes to keep our veil up for ourselves, that part that kept us from our higher self. And so we're at the opportunity to get to every single time we do healing, every time we do a balancing, every time we claim our empowerment, we're taking another layer and another layer, and it's like a tissue paper releasing off of these blocks. Every time we align ourselves, the more we transmute stuff. And so when we get down to, and some blocks can go in an instant, some things get transmuted, these restrictions, these ancient old ones, again, have been around for eons and eons and eons. And what I'm seeing more and more is people getting down to getting rid of the last of that two blocks. And that is a major transformation. It is, and that's what I see that you did. You got rid of the other one 5-7 years ago, and that was a major life-altering change. And this one, your body's going to continue to recalibrate for many, many months afterwards. It cannot not. We're reclaiming our energy back down from eons, thousands and thousands of lifetimes, eons. And so it is, congratulations. It's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. It's so important for people to know that when why we always talk about energy practices and aligning yourself and watch, like, what, be mindful of where you put your attention and all of that kind of stuff is because every single time we do that, every single time we get back on the horse and realign ourselves, we are directing those energies to those restrictions. And that they, when we are free, that we are free from, we have direct communication to our higher self. And it just, it can't get any better than that, right, Lane?
It can't get any better than that.
No.
And that the thing I think that I was the most surprised at was that I have been working at that area of my body for a long time.
Right.
And I didn't think that there was anything left, but I did know there were some opportunities that I didn't have or some gifts that I didn't have, like vision and feeling and stuff like that.
Right.
Now that that's gone, that was what was blocking those as well.
Of course.
And, you know, and I know you can remove blocks for people, and this is why I'm telling you, because I just want to pass my news along so that others can benefit by going to you and getting their own blocks removed.
Thank you. That's a wonderful reminder, because we can go, and my site does bring me to people's blocks, and I do go to their part of my my eyes were born to and trained to do is that I do go to the area of the original blocks. And so, and some people have it around the throat, some people have it in the root chakra. All of it comes with our unique theme. And so, again, when we identify it, the more we're able to get, it's just like what I explained to people. It's like getting, we could put compound W on a wart and it kind of burns it away layer by layer, or we could go right to the root and get the whole wart out by the root. And so when we're able to clear the energy field. So every time everyone is doing a practice, plugging in, it's like prepping the energy field for somebody to go in and to be able to help them. Can somebody do it themselves? Absolutely. But think of when two or more gather, there's a part where sometimes we could be a wonderful healer and not see our own stuff. Sometimes it's just a matter of the perfect timing and the other people, like the two or more gather in the name of love and alignment, and it's just that energy that makes the block just transmute. And that's what the timing of this, I'm seeing more, again, releasings of these ancient blocks, and they're happening, I just see them just disappearing, and they turn into ashes, and it looks like white ash from coal, and then they just disappear into 1,000,000,000,000 pieces, and that energy goes back to us. And so, especially when you talk about, Lainey, as far as gifts and recovering gifts, we all have in our records, our Akashic records, gifts of when we were the S-E-E-R, the seer, when we were the shaman, when we were the healer, when we were totally plugged in and walking as the enlightened one. We remember our original birth rights, our original blueprints. And so the more we are plugged into that, the more we have access to any kind of gift. When we start as we are, what I see, that this is what we're doing, and this is where we are being the call of the ones that we've been waiting for, because the more we hold this frequency, it just gets better and better, because we keep on expanding and expanding and expanding, and we step into the homoluminous bodies, and the homoluminous bodies are the, again, the light bodies that go in between the dimensions. And so it's freeing us from that the behind the veil, the split mind, the whole, and returning us to the whole heart, the holy heart, going back into the unconditional love space. And also what I see is symbolically the brain is going back. The two parts, the right and left side of the brain, are weaving. And so that means also easier access and information, less static as far as for intuitive information. And so I'm seeing your energy is getting the pathways and the are getting just opening up and repatterning themselves. It's wonderful. Your whole DNA is beautiful. It's just expanded out. I see your soul song, and I love when I hear the person's soul song, and I always see symbols over their heart, and everyone's is kind of unique. They're like original symbol over the high heart, and that's wonderful. And it also allows you to feel that you don't have to have any like fears of annihilation, because you've had many, many lifetimes of being strangled, killed, burnt at stake for being a seeker.
Decapitated.
Yes, I was going to say decapitated. Just getting tied up in my throat.
Off with your head.
Yeah, off with your head, right.
With your
head. I actually have a little birthmark at the back.
do you?
Yes. Yeah,
it's
my later life.
Yeah, absolutely.
So with all of this newfound clarity that I have, I still don't have clarity exactly yet as to what I'm going to do with all of this. I'm a teacher.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. What I'm seeing that this is, think of that, you just rebirthed yourself, got eons and eons of hundreds of thousands of aspects of yourself. This is where, as it's going to continue to repattern and repattern, it's going to just continue to stop. It's like you're totally plugged in. And so as you're doing this, especially because having your head cut off, being burned at the stake, all of those energies, you're creating a spin, and that spin's going to continue to, again, go throughout the energy field. And really, what I'm seeing, your whole base is out. I see a foundation going out as far as like a stage going out. You are absolutely a teacher. And Lainey, people are waking up by the growth, and they're going to continue into what we keep on calling as far as we're all going to go up to that fifth elevator, whether kicking or screaming or through grace and ease. And so this is where the grand awakening is happening. There's accelerated rate here. And so people like yourself are going to be called to the forefront for people that have been like holding back or afraid. So you are holding, and it's really important for teachers to hold the templates first. So it's like we act like tuning forks to people. So we don't even have to say anything to individuals, and they sometimes I find words get in the way, or if they hear a lot of their traumatic stuff, it adds more of their trauma. And so this is where it goes into heart to heart, clearing to clearing. So it is really, again, important, especially because of where your blocks were placed. We're all around, again, the throat, the high heart, and so it would block the energy of going down to the ground to have the legs feel like it's safe enough to go out to the world, especially and on the right side. So I'm seeing, especially over the next 3 days, 3 weeks, threes, 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 and don't be surprised when you see them threes and eights and 18s all around you, one in bounds, three, three, threes, ascended masters coming in besides the master numbers, 10, 10, 11, 11, 12, 12. They're really giving you, when I'm seeing, crossing the T's and dotting the I's, really having your whole tailbone. I love when I see a tailbone flapping like a fish going back and forth, so that's total flexibility. That's another sign of our evolutionary body holding the homoluminous templates. And so as you are over the next three weeks, really pay attention to how you want to direct this. And I keep on seeing you as the A through Z teacher, as far as when I was talking to David, as far as that, the master class and the master numbers. I've been, seeing in people's facing people about mediumship and opening up the channels and the energy awareness is also part where I've studied shamanism and remembered different kind of journeys. And so it's like soup to nuts. And so I'm seeing you are doing the same thing. Like you're opening and recovering all different kind of trainings that you have that are coming, that you've studied in other lifetimes. So you're recalibrating those all in the energy field. So you have the ability to really be, like you have many hats that you could wear. So if somebody comes up and says, can you come and teach us about chakras? Some people don't have the, I don't want to say patience, but they want to really address the people that know chakras. They don't, they want to talk about fifth dimensional energy and all of the higher level stuff, and that they would prefer that people come in knowing chakras. That's some teachers. There's not a right or wrong. It's just what is our heart desires. You're the kind of person that has many different hats, and you get joy out of teaching people about chakras. You get joy out of talking about fifth dimensional energy. You get joy. It's all different things. That's the whole expansion. That's the A through Z teacher is what I call them. A through Z teacher, bridger. And again, over the next 3 days, 3 weeks, and into the last 3 months of this year, really fine tuning, and especially your base, your whole, your legs, at your feet. I love to see the 2 feet apart. That's my posture of symbolic posture of standing, total empowerment, plugged in, having the feet again, strong base, 2 feet apart, arms wide open, 2 feet apart, and totally heart arms, totally with heart energy open. And as you're doing this, the stage is going out, meaning that people having the arms wide open, people, situations, being open to having experiences where people are asking you to teach, and having the ability to, again, do this start writing a lot of things out, Lainey, as far as like the soup to nuts category, like what like creative titles. And if you have already had that, I feel like I want to cross the T's and dot the I's. So it's like having, okay, this would be my chakra class, this would be my energy body class, this would be about angels and guides class, this would be how to open up your intuitive class, this is my how to recognize that we're energy beings class. So start having different topics, writing them down, and start organizing outlines on them. And so, and if you've done it before, I know that I'm constantly rechanging my information because I'll get something new, I'll understand it a different way, I'll have to integrate it or like upgrade it. And so if there's something, I just give them some new cross T's and cut out in your eyes, especially over to the rest of this year, not saying that you're not going to have opportunities to give and act like a tuning fork to people before 209, but it's like all of this is prepping you for grand expansion for the next 3 years, and it doesn't stop for the next 3 years. When I see roller skates, it's like having you go out to the world in a big way, as big as you want, Elaine, is what it is. It's like it's okay. So this is why it's so important for us again to have those templates, to have those that and hold that energy in our energy field, so we have when we go out, we're very grounded, and we can hold the energy of a lot of people. Because when people are shaky or they're feeling scared, it's like they really, you've got to hold your core energy. So that's especially when it comes to when people are feeling the terror of like having a past life memory of being strangled or something. So so that's what I'm seeing, that you're totally repatterning your energy field for and going out there as that bridger, teacher, helper, healer, and opportunities coming to you like from all different places. It's wonderful.
Oh, thank you. And I have to thank you as well. I haven't known you for very long, but I felt a real affinity with you, and I see the help that you're able to give others when you talk to them, and for that I am totally grateful.
Thank you, and you know what I was also seeing, Lainey, as far as Blog Talk Radio is free radio, and so. Going on and looking about how you can bring your information out to the radio. You could do it from your own home. It's free, and so that would be.
You could have your own radio show, Lainey.
Yeah.
Cheapo, nothing. And you know, I wanted to mention also, Lainey. I just wanted to thank you for sharing this because it shows. This is how I see it. A lot of people call up with a specific question, which we love. And then Carrie's answer might not sound as though it's what they expect, but it's the block that's blocking them from what they want opening up. And so for you, it was kind of the reverse, where you had this block, you had it released, and then you were surprised by what then opened up for you. You see what I mean? Oh, Lainey, are you still with us?
Yes.
I think Lainey might have left, but... Oh, I'm sorry. But anyway, that I thought was very rich, actually, because... It showed once a block is released, you never know what is going to now open up in your life, what that block has actually been blocking. And like you said,
exactly.
That's what Carrie can see. And oftentimes people think, you know, oh, gosh, I guess I have a block there, but I don't see what that has to do with my problem that I'm asking about. Well, you never know until you try, you know, and get rid of that block
exactly.
And see how it, yeah. Precisely.
Actually, why I steer off and start talking to a chakra, because I know that the boyfriend, the girlfriend, the job is not going to come in if that's not blocked, because there's not enough energy in the balancing, as they are showing me the energy right then, to pull the person, the job or the career in, because there's a part of the energy is not showing me a 51%. So it really is, when I go off, it's not avoiding the question. It is absolutely knowing that, that it's, we can try and force stuff, and it'll be like a stalled engine, and it'll be harder, like a hard thing, and we could always, you know, do whatever we want to do with it. It's free will. But when we, again, have a very strong base, when we have, when we're totally in alignment, it's that energy feeds us mentally, physically, emotionally, and especially, I've noticed that with, we just came back from an expo, and when I was speaking as far as feeling the people's energy grabbing it, like when you're especially when you're empathic and feeling them being afraid and feeling them like kind of pulling at the energy because they're not in an inappropriate way, but just like feeling like help, you know, give me guidance, so they feel the energy and they would like to want to get the grounding. So it is so important to hold those templates first, especially when you're doing any kind, being one-on-one healing or going out around the world. And so thank you for sharing your huge ancient restriction release, and that's going to again further recalibrate, and the recalibration doesn't stop, it just gets better and better and better, and so you just get lighter and lighter and lighter, and so people are, light attracts light, and people are waking up and in the masses, and it's not going to stop. This is our new, we are bridging the new world, and so as a bridger you're up in the forefront, so it's to help people bridge, and I'm seeing that you affect a lot of people, so that's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for
having to you and Dave.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yep. Good night.
Bye-bye.
That was wonderful. And now we have another caller, Carrie. It's Karen from New York. Hi, Karen. You're on the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Oh, my gosh. Hello?
You made it. Yes,
hello.
Hi.
Heard. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've only recently become aware of you, and I think this is the second call I listened to, and God bless you, you sound amazing.
Thank you.
You have a great heart, and I'm just blown over. And I,
Great. Did you have a question tonight, Karen?
Yes. Well, I have a lot of health problems, and I seem to be kind of going around in circles, and I'm very frustrated. In a rut, you might say. So I'm happy to hear whatever blocks you might see or any advice you could give me.
Okay. The whole right part of your body, I get pulled right to the right side of your body, and especially the part. So think of, Karen, the right side is the male energy. It's related to dad's lineage. Male energy and our male energy also, it has to do with the right now period. So I read it as the male connection, our yin yang, our own male energy, and also the, when I look at future and like present and past, it's the present and coming up, the quote future time for you. And especially when I go off 2 feet off your body, 2.5 feet off that right shoulder in particular, I'm seeing that you're, and that's the emotional body. I'm seeing like the water part of it. I think of like plop, this is always what a relief it is. It all looks a lot of bubbles there. And so I'm putting energy in the bubbles. And so think of when those bubbles represent even blocks in the emotional field that it's like cellular post-traumatic stress. Our body records everything, absolutely every single thing and that we've ever experienced in this incarnation and others are stored in our energy field. Our lovely temples hold all information. What I'm seeing that, especially, Karen, when it goes to the last 5 years, and then I want to go back to when you're 5 years old, when I'm looking at you, actually, it's interesting. I'm seeing you at 5 years old sitting on a rock, and I see you like in the woods, but I don't see, it's a lot of woods, a lot of imagination, and you're sitting on this rock, and then I'm hearing you saying, I don't want to grow up, I'm a Toys for Us kid, and like that from that commercial, but then I'm into your, like, by yourself, but I don't see like a lot of, again, trees around there, and so part of you, as you're sitting in the woods, it's like you're a really old soul, but there's a part of, like you're saying, I don't want to grow up, is that by the time you're 5 years old, Karen, you already have way too much responsibility on your shoulders, so you're, Do you understand that? By the time, it's like you're saying, I don't want to grow up, because there's a part that you're symbolically off in the woods to like give yourself a break. There's a part of your body that needs to like nurture itself with green energy, connecting with not people, because by the time you're 3 years old, I'm seeing that when I see a symbol of pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, I'm seeing that you didn't have, life wasn't a bed of roses for you, and that you had to pull up yourself up by your bootstraps at a young age. Do you recognize how early you did that?
I'm kind of blocked. I know something happened, but, you know, supposedly I had a charmed childhood, the first part of it, but I'm thinking it wasn't all that great. You know, I remember good things. We lived with my grandparents in a nice house, and things really got worse when we moved away from them, but, like I said, my sister was born when I was 3, and I do remember having some kind of reaction at first that was negative and jealous.
Yes.
And I did a terrible thing. I pulled her arm and twisted it through the crib and hurt the baby. And then I remember feeling guilty and terrible about that. And from then on, I think I was nice to her. That's all I remember.
Well, when I'm seeing your five-year-old off in the woods, it's like regrouping yourself, because there's a part of that 3 to 5 is very important, because that's what you're working on healing the last, especially 5 years. So think of, I've seen you doing 5-year cycles, and again, 3 to 5. So we're talking to that 3-year-old child and having her be able to feel like she could speak, because part of her is saying, you know what, I've read many, many people around the world that they've, they said, well, on the outside, it's been a charmed life, and it matters what how you register it. And so, especially when we're 0 to 3, Karen, we read our parents and our adults' energy, and so they could be saying everything's wonderful, everything's fine, and support us, blah blah blah. But if they're worried about things, or if their own, I'm seeing your dad is with his gets caught up in that mental body and coulda, shoulda, wouldas, and there's a distance there. So when we're 0 to 3, we see more of their energy bodies, and we see, because we're so connected to Source, and so we are watching their energy and their reaction versus their words, right? And so then we hear about our history,
yes.
And we wonder, why am I not feeling this? Because I'm seeing that by 5 years old, a lot of responsibilities. So think of that's when the sister is 2, so that's when she becomes more even like running after and playing and stuff. But there's a part of that I don't want to grow up is not saying I want to be childish. It's just like I need to regroup, and it's like there's a part of you, I'm seeing you with very big ears, so you're very clear audience, and you're very sensitive to sound and people's sound, and also part of the old soul in you, Karen, is very, when I pay attention when the guides say perfect pitch, so there's a part of that child that it's very sensitive to people's perfect pitch, like their soul song. When something is slightly out of order, you can feel it and sense it. And so when you're not given the foundation, as far as a solid foundation, saying, okay, when you feel shaky, here's your tools, which most of us have not, because we do better when we know better, there's a part that makes that right side, in particular with you, the right side of the energy feels shaky. So think of like feeling a mild earthquake, and then your left side, the female side, the receiving side, pulls itself in because it feels like I have to wait, the shoe's going to drop. So there's a part of, think of that, again, I'm seeing that the last 5 years, and also your dad's crossed over, correct?
No, my mother.
Okay, your father is still here. Okay, your mom is bringing in the male who crosses over in the father's position. So who would be the father to you that mom spoke of?
Oh, my maternal grandfather was
Yes, because your mom was, I was just going to bring her up, but I always pay attention to who wants to talk first, and your grandfather, if you ever go to another reading, they say, my grandmother always comes in, and she will not be called my grandmother. She always comes in as my mom. And so, I give you a heads up. If you ever go and they talk about the father, that is your grandfather, and especially because he was much more than a father to you, because going back to that right side, going back to that 3 to 5-year-old, you're showing me that by the time you're 3 years old, especially with dad, so we pay attention to dad's energy, you see he's all tight around his neck, so he's got all these bands around his throat, and his head is ballooned out. Think of like a big light bulb. So you're showing me him as like head as a light bulb. He's, again, congested in his throat, so he's not, and it keeps his emotions very close to his head, and he's all in his and his mental body, so he's not present there at all. And so you notice this and you feel this, and we all want to connect to our parents because they show us how to hold our right and left side of our body. And so that's where grandfather comes in as far as, I'm here, and I'm bringing your mother, and also, but I want to recognize that, especially the numbers 555 numerologically is all about, it's about change. It's about change is good, Karen, and also clearing house and really getting rid of cellular post-traumatic stress. That doesn't only have to do with this incarnation, but other incarnations. And so it's like opening, and when we start opening up, when we start asking the big questions, we start having health problems and say, something's got to give, and being really frustrated. Think of that's like the highest prayer to our family members, our angels and gods, because they come swooping in. It's like frustration or just like saying, is a, like really a kind of like a high form of prayer in a lot of ways, because they're allowed to come in closer to our energy field. And so, and Mom wants to give you the number 333, March in 333, so she wants to recognize that. She's also talking about Marsha, Marshall, some kind of Marsha name, and I feel that this person is not crossed over, is connected to you. And she also could be talking about some sort of doctor or something with nutrition or some kind of naturopath that's around you that could help you. So pay attention to the name Marshall. And I'm also seeing Gary, Carrie. And so sometimes it sounds like they're talking underwater. And also, Mom, again, a signature number. They like to give numbers, smells, and votes to let you know they're around. And Mom's signature is the 333. The grandfather's come in right with 12. He also wants to recognize December as birthday anniversary when something crosses over. And his signature, you'll see 12-12 a lot on the clock. You'll see it on license plates, that kind of stuff. 1-2-1-2, and 12-12 is what he keeps on talking about. And that's a master number. So he comes in on your right side because, again, you're clearing out. And right when you get to that 2.5 foot and that in the emotional body on that right side, when you hit it, it feels like a block. And so we want to expand our energy, that 12 feet on either side of our energy body. And if you've never heard in my radio, I give out free energy exercises. So please email me at union1111@yahoo.com. And ask for the energy exercise, and this is for everybody that's listening, and just email us or go on the website and sign up and ask Becky for them, and then start the practice of them, Karen, because the first part of healing is us bringing up the subconscious patterns for us to let that child heal us, because going back to the right corner and you're saying as far as like not noticing that your dad is there, and it's not the blame game. It's like saying, okay, I'm recognizing and letting that child in me that could be in the driver's seat, because we all have the child archetype, and we all have the child that can be the wounded child that could be in the driver's seat and of our life, can you imagine a 3-year-old drive in a car? And so we would kind of jump out of the way. And so think of that. We want to help have her feel like she could open up to receive, and that's all on the left side, that she feels safe, because, again, I'm seeing patterns by the time you're 3 to 5 years old in your root chakra, second and third chakra. So that's all about grounding. That's all about the major chakras when it comes into as far as especially health issues, because then I go into the adrenals, I go into the whole adrenal part, but also heart, congestion around the emotional part in the heart, and also the grandfather's talk about getting off the sharp edges of the shoulder, and not that you're sharp, but like when life felt sharp to you. So think of really getting into a very good energy routine would be pivotally important to you, and that also involves a lot of feng shui, cleaning out, getting rid of, and when Mom is talking about, like when I see a checkerboard, it's rearranging people around you, realizing toxic situations and people, and allowing them to, think of you're sitting at the head of the table, Karen, and you're really clearing out feng shui and really looking with clear eyes, clear glasses is what the grandfather's giving, as far as seeing the people. And it's not in judgment, but it's just like think of like attracts like, where we want those people that surround us to be the negative Nellies where everything's horrible and everything's awful and their kids are awful and they just tend to get negative, and sometimes they don't even realize how negative they sound. When you're really sensitive and you really have are attuned to people's energy, and even if it's on a subconscious level and you've shut it down for protection since you're 3 to 5 years old, it causes like static in your energy field, and it can be like an irritant. So think of it like rubbing up against your skin, like something that like rubbing up against your skin. The skin is the biggest organ, and when I'm looking at the whole right side of your body, I'm seeing like almost like poison ivy, right? And so think of that as we are clearing things up, as we're rewiring the energy field. This is the right side. It's all about being proactive, taking those steps, and it really releases you as far as the health issues. And also, especially because the grandfather gives you what feels like in the past, especially the last 5 months, and he's talking about, like I'm seeing a cane that looks all crooked, and so he wants to replace that cane with a strong cane, like Moses parting the sea. So think of Mom and the Dad coming in as far as supporting you, saying that they're like you're clearing out residual stuff that goes so deep, going back into layer after layer after layer. So, and actually, as he's bringing me down to the bones, and so who did you go? Do you have any naturopath or anybody that you see?
No.
Okay. All right.
I need to find someone natural, but
Yeah, definitely. And pay attention to, like, the name Gary Carey and also Marshall in there. And I'm, like, Mom's saying right around the corner, so that, because they're not that far away from you. And also, it's, like, building layer by layer by layer, because I'm seeing amino acids. I'm seeing, again, part of the feng shui, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, cleaning out a lot of change and a lot of, like, getting rid of. And then but it feels good, Karen, because it's, like, you're literally, when somebody's in doing a health thing, and that's where it could be frustrating, because it's like having the energy to do it or feeling like when you're not feeling very good, it's like you don't, to be active and take the steps, sometimes it feels like it's hard to do, right? And this is where they want you to know, especially that grandfather and the mom there too, it's like, we're here to support you. We're here to help you clear things out. We're here to go back to building blocks and really going down to, like, ground zero of rebuilding you, letting, again, that 3 to 5 year old feel like she could come out and feel safe to come out and play, and that she could, and that means rewiring your energy field. This is not like airy fairy, let's give the kid a ball. This is about literally soul retrieval stuff, so you could have that energy come back into your energy field, repattern. I'm also getting like a very sour taste in my mouth, like it's metal. And did you smoke in the past?
I'm sorry?
Did you smoke in the past?
Yes.
Okay. Did you just quit as far as, like, in May, or have you been trying to quit?
Well, I stopped smoking cigarettes a long time ago.
Okay. All right, because they're talking about, the mom wants to recognize that it's a good to say, but there's a part where the cigarettes grounded you, and so, but I'm getting taste in my mouth as far as, do you smoke cigars or something? I'm just tasting like this. Like this, almost like sage, burning sage around. So, are you familiar with sage?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay, yeah. It's like, that's really, it's like, that's, it's almost like ingesting sage or smoking sage. So, that's really cleaning from the inside out, Karen. So, first of all, the first step is like recognizing that everyone's there around you. Second of all, if, like smoking, because I'm seeing the smoking part, it really grounded you, and that's why you smoke to ground and even to tune out people's energy that kind of bugs you. So this is where you're, or like got on your nerves. So this is where it's all about, you're having a solid foundation for yourself, taking it one step at a time, finding the natural path, and also being able to keep on seeing amino acids. We can rebuild her, and there's a part of having support, and you're ready for it more than you were even 5 months ago. And so sometimes using that frustration to turn around and say, okay, I'm taking them with this step, one step at a time. And David, do you want to talk about, very quickly, because I know we have to go to the next caller, but, about how much you turned things around for you, that you're really at your wit's end and you've absolutely turned your whole life around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I had gone through my own health issues. And so when Carrie's talking about we can rebuild her, kind of like the bionic woman or something like that, you know, we really can. And I think that's when she's talking about finding out a good naturopath. And I usually recommend people to go ahead and ask other people for recommendations, as opposed to looking up in the Yellow Pages, but you can do it that way too, and find a good naturopath in your area. And, you know, you're going to have to take a multi-pronged approach to this. And I wanted to bring this part up too, because I think this is perfect. What's really going to help you, I really felt this is going to help you, and that's Carrie's free teleclass. I want you to put that down on your calendar. It's Sunday, November 16th. So when you contact Carrie's office, ask them about that teleclass, because it'll help you get out of this rut. Pardon me?
Great.
Yeah.
Well, that's
and
sweet.
So... And I just want to tell you, so through nutrition is one, daily spiritual energetic practice is another, and really using your mind. And it's about becoming really, really proactive and starting to take, it really comes down to taking full responsibility for yourself and even knowing how to do that. And we're going to help you through that.
Yep, and it's rebirthing yourself, and so this is the time, and actually prepping yourself for this, Karen, for the last 5 years, and so this is where your major turning, major changes, major building blocks, major foundation, and so taking those steps are huge, and then you feel like you've got your energy back, you got your wings back, because when we can't symbolically move our energy out more than 2 feet on either side, we're angels that have wings that want to move our wings way out on either side. So that's it, but that block is part of just one tiny aspect of you that we even moved it out 12 feet when we were talking to you. So there's absolute stuff that you can do and absolutely help you, okay?
Yeah.
Can I just want to say a couple things. So about 5 months with the amino acids, I went off a heavy antidepressant.
Yep.
So I was trying to balance it on my own with some, you know, so I was wondering if they meant that. Of course, I haven't been. I started a safer kind of antidepressant, but...
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that's been holding me back about a naturopath, I know all this, that it's the money.
Right.
Right, and that's where...
I have
where
terrible insurance, and most of them, the good ones don't even take insurance.
You know what, though? A lot of them are starting to, because there's a whole bunch of them that are starting to take insurance, and not only are they starting, they're starting to work in a lot of doctors' offices. So, and this has happened in the last year and a half, and because the doctors are recognizing and doctors are bringing in naturopaths and that they are able to do it through insurance. So something, if you checked in it before, even as far as like 6 to 8 months ago, that it's not, you know, look around because they are taking insurance. Absolutely, because doctors know that people are going to naturopaths, so they are want to have bring the people still in the office, and so a lot of physicians are doing it, and a lot of naturopaths are being covered by insurance. So so look around. I'm sure you're going to find one, especially Momsey and Gary and the Marshall. And there's no mistake that they were talking about the 555s in the last 5 months, and that whole when you were talking about the bubbles in the emotional body on that right side, that's all about the depression and feeling depressed. And when I'm seeing that plop, plop, fizz energy, it's all like bubbling energy. That would be like things bubbling up on the right side. But think of, again, when things are pulled up for the forefront, then we can say, like, you're turning, like the lights at the end of the tunnel. You're turning around, and then all of a sudden you feel lighter, and it's right there for you. And so this is where the mom and grandfather are. Absolutely, like, think of, that's like when the poem of Jesus is like, that's when I carried you, where were you when I needed the most? And so think of mom and your grandfather, like, lifting you up, supporting you in that place as you're going over the next 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months to really rebuild yourself down to the physical, mental, spiritual, emotional body, and then you feel like, oh my gosh, and you look back even 5 months from now, and you say, I feel like I'm a totally different person. And so, and then never mind 5 years from now, okay, Karen?
Yeah, and Karen, one last thing before we let
you
go, and that is, bye-bye, Karen.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. But what I had wanted to say was that as far as having blocks, like saying, but a naturopath won't take them up, you know, it doesn't take insurance or something like that, learning that, those things don't necessarily exist. There's always somebody, and there's a way of about doing it. And so we're about creating opportunities, taking control of your life, and certainly for Karen, we will be able to find a naturopath. She will be able to do it.
Absolutely.
And yeah, and we've got another caller, and it's Mara, M-A-R-A, Mara, from Connecticut. Hi, Mara. Welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you, Mara?
Hi, good. I saw you last week.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember.
Yes.
I just want to tell you that just thank you so much. I learned so much from you. And I've been
seeing
everything. Say again?
Okay. Yeah. You know, honey, you're kind of going in and out. I know you said you saw me last week, and I do remember that, and I want to say thank you for your compliments. But it sounds like it's either there echo, because sometimes the radio's on. What's the echo problem?
Yeah, there's a little bit of echo. I can hear her. There's like a little delay time, but...
Okay, maybe it's the phone. I don't have the radio on.
Oh, okay. Well, if I can't hear you, then David will...
Go right ahead, Mara. I can hear you perfectly.
I just wanted to say that I've been reading everything that she gave me, and I've been doing research.
Yes.
And that I just felt so connected to you, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And I just love you so much. You were just so wonderful.
Thank you, Laura. That's very nice.
You're welcome. Can I ask? I just have a couple of questions.
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
Talk about Samantha, who is my twin flame. Is she going to be there when I cross over?
Yes.
Absolutely. She will?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Can you tell if I was here during, like, the late 50s, early 60s?
you know what? I'm not seeing that you were here. It's really kind of interesting, Mark, because I'm seeing that that part of your, it's like almost Samantha was here during the late 50s, late 60s. So when we have a twin flame energy, because it's a cool fantasy, and I don't see this a lot. I saw half your body here, and so I was like, wow, that's really kind of interesting. So I turned you sideways, and you looked very here in the 50s, 60s. And so think of when we're starting to understand our multidimensionality, and that is huge, meaning how we're so interconnected, soul groups, and think of, like, Samantha, like I was describing, the double helix, the double, the yin-yang double helix energy. And so when somebody that we are so interconnected with in our soul group had an incarnation there, we're all connected to that, we could have a real strong resonance with it. And so
Okay. That's
what I'm seeing, because I'm seeing half
that's
your
strange.
Body in there, and not and it's not all of it. And Samantha's being very clear with us. Okay?
Oh,
but
okay.
That's, you still get the information, still go to the parts that that the 50s and 60s that resonate with you and it attracts you, because when half of your
so
body
much.
Is there, that means that it does have a strong influence with ovium.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. That was my question, and I'm going to see you, to try to see you as soon as I can, because you're
okay.
Absolutely so wonderful.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you,
thank
Carrie.
You. You're
okay.
Welcome, hon. You have a wonderful night, okay?
Thanks, sweetheart. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And
it's so nice when people call to give nice feedback and compliments.
Yeah, well, lots of compliments tonight.
I know.
Lots of compliments.
Really?
That's, no. It is. It's always nice. And you know what? See, that's an energetic in and of itself. And it's all part of, actually, moving up in the dimensions, as opposed to just think about this, the negativity, like you said. Well, I love that little phrase you gave, negative Nelly or something like that.
Yeah.
But when we give...
Family, we have them all. Depressing Debbie.
Downer Debbie. Okay, so when you...
Bad Sally.
Okay, I didn't know there was a big family of those, but anyway.
Oh, my
that,
family.
That. When you, from the heart, truly, sincerely, give compliments and praise, you know, it's gratitude. And then for whomever you're giving it to receive it openly, that sets up an energetic, and it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful energetic. And it's
yeah.
very, very important, and it actually makes things better. And actually, you know, the way things are going in the world right now, we can see that there's perceived turmoil out there. Even something as simple as that, it's an energetic, and we're going to start to get things changing. We do it all the time, like the way we say, open up space daily for yourself. Do energy maintenance exercises. That's what we are talking about. And that sort of thing, as simple as that, it doesn't have to be something complicated and highfalutin.
Right.
Simply
right.
Praising from the heart, truly, thank you so much right. for being in my life. Thank you
right.
sincerely for helping me.
That's right.
It's huge. That is a huge
absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, attitude of gratitude is
attitude
your
gratitude.
Heart, and the attitude of gratitude is the most highest form of love, and coming from that love space, and we all could use a, as we become the walking heart chakras, as we become that really understand who we really are, we're all aspects of Source, and Source is only love. Source does not know chaos. Source does not know separation. So as we are remembering that and plugging into that, and even though if we're having hard times right now and we're going through health issues or not having things manifest, that's why I'm so excited about the teleclass of What the Bleep Happened to the Secret. And even if people never saw The Secret and or What the Bleep, those were two very big movies out in the last 5 years that really introduced people to the law of attraction and quantum physics, and how much we're made of water. It's, you know, 75-80% water, and that water, this Dr. Emoto shows that water, what is said to water by having water in a vial and have it a word being taped on the side, that the water crystals would change form. And so the words love and Jesus and guides and angels and just those nice, beautiful, heart-expanding words, totally the water crystals were beautiful, like snowflakes, all different snowflake patterns. in words like hate, rape, Satan, he did a whole bunch of them, were all distorted. And so this this experiment that he did went around the world, and then it was made into this movie, What's a Belief? And so, and it reminded us that we are made of 80% water. So what are we saying to the water and to ourselves daily? So our talk, our self-talk that we say, we're given 60,000 to 90,000 thoughts. This is, again, another science thing, but they measured, had scientific experiences to say how many mental thoughts do we have a day. Think of those thoughts as potentials of seeds that we are planting either consciously or unconsciously. So when we start paying attention, thinking 60,000 to 90,000, good God, these are seeds of potential that we could say, I am healthy, I am love, I am whole, I am that I am. So when we start doing that, we start proactively directing our energy, and then it unpulls us from our current circumstances. Do not matter, as Bashar says. Only our state of being matters, not doing, state of being. And being is that stillness coming from that heart, stillness of the heart, coming from that heart space, and this and expanding from there. And yes, this could take practice, because that's why I always refer to the master in process, the master in practice, and really just being the master, because that the practice is just that's the truth, that we are all the masters. And so that's, we're all coming home, we're all coming to that wholeness, we're all going up to that fifth dimensional energy, creating that new earth. And so the more you act like, because we're stepping out of time, the more you act like the new earth is already here, coming from that heart space, the more that becomes your reality in that seemingly outside world.
Got it. Yeah, yeah. That's huge. Yep, it is. And I can attest to that. And just as you were speaking, Carrie, because that was part of my path, for rebuilding myself, just rubbing my heart and my high heart, saying, I am whole and I am healed. And I just knew I had to do it. I sort kind of coming out of the ashes, truly the phoenix. And now that we know from what Dr. Emoto has proven scientifically, mm-hmm. I am whole, I am healed, or whichever words you want to use that are positive, have an effect. And no wonder people get healed when people speak positively about them. Not only do you feel better, but the actual healings can occur through that.
Absolutely. And
Sorry, we're at the end.
Just another quick thing.
Go ahead, go right
alkaline
ahead.
A lemon in your water creates alkaline. Alkaline disease can't grow. I mean, the aging process, cancer in an alkaline body. We mostly have acid-based things. So putting the words, I am love, I am that I am, on our cups of water, drink water throughout the day, and every time you're drinking it, you're changing the energy of that water, and you're drinking in love, you're ingesting love, and taking it in by taking every single sip. Just imagine it going to the subatomic particles of your body. Take that 1 second, and that will absolutely change your life.
Very well.
A sip of water, remembering who you are.
Exactly. Exactly. And we will continue on next week. And if you'd like to contact Carrie for a private reading or about a workshop, her number is 860-887-1201. And please visit her website at carrieoconnor.com for more information. Thanks for being a great audience tonight. And please join us every Wednesday evening, 11 to 12, on broadcast on BBS Radio for another hour of The Carrie O'Connor Show. For Carrie, I am Dave. Until next week, may you align with the divine.